You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Man Dog Pod. It's not a big check-in, it's the huge check-in.
Huge! Excuse me for piping in early.
It's okay. Everybody can pipe in whenever they want.
Pipe,
this day
pipe, pipe, pipe.
The Pied Piper. Look, folks.
Maggie's playing.
Don't do that.
It's a bong, dude. It's a bong. That was a bong.
He's a human bong.
Human pipe.
Yeah.
It's from the bong. We are here on it's Sunday, May 16th. 2021, and we're inside a room together.
Dan Lippert is home.
I'm home,
ladies and gentlemen.
Look, my flights got moved. We had to record on Sunday. Our friend Jacob is in town from Arkansas for one more day, and we figured let's give the crowd a big check-in for the ages.
That's right.
We're about to watch some basketball.
Well, everybody that's been listening has known that you've been gone for so long.
You've been
sequestered.
I
in a hotel.
Yeah.
And you're finally back at home, and it's like mask off.
It's mask off. I was gone for the 2 months when everything changed. Literally, I left when no one was vaccinated, and I came back when almost everyone was.
Right.
Did you get vaccinated while you were away?
I did, yeah. I went to, it was a little bit of a to-do because I'm not a citizen of the state of New York. I didn't live anywhere. And so I got turned away here because there was a whole thing where there was that weird week where everyone was like, actors can go. There's this thing you can click on the website that says essential worker, like service performer. And so I filled that out and then went to the place. And the guy was like, I know it said that there, but you actually can't do that.
Wow.
You have to show proof that you work at a restaurant or whatever. I could have said, I'm a teacher for UCB.
And was this guy a cop or what the hell was going on? Just give the vaccine.
He was just walking the line, turning people away. I think it was one of those things because I drove a little bit out of the way. It was Paul Blart. And
Segway. He's on a Segway, one of the ones without the handles.
Yeah. Isn't that all Segways? No, I guess not.
No, the new ones, they don't have the little upright.
They're handleless.
Yeah, they're handleless.
We call them in the SEG biz.
Yeah.
I forgot, how is that going for you?
Well, 1-800-SEG. It's not a phone number yet. So it's hard to reach me.
Call 1-800-SEG and suggest what the next four letters should be.
If you can reach me, you might be able to buy a SEG.
So you did end up getting both vaccines in New York.
And then I went to New York and had to. I went and they were doing it, I mean, in a handful of places. But one of the places was an abandoned Kmart. The city was doing it. And so I went in.
Creepy is right.
I guess, is abandoned the wrong word?
No, it's just funny.
An empty Kmart, I guess. You speak Kmart.
I love the idea that the people who worked at this Kmart were like, we're out of here. And they just left.
All the shoppers are like, no, I want to finish my purchase.
And the clothes are still on the racks and like the TVs are falling off the
It was exactly walls. That. It was like 28 days later.
Was there merchandise in there?
No, it was totally empty. It was an empty warehouse, I guess. But it was full the first time I went. Everyone getting their first and second. I might have told this story maybe, so forgive me when I got it. But I had an appointment for like 2 hours away from where I was staying. And I was just checking appointments every day because on the set that I was working on, I was like, oh, I'm around people with my mask off. And you just don't know what everyone's up to. And so I was like, I got to get vaxxed as soon as possible. So the morning I was about to drive 2 hours, and then I just happened to see that there was one 10 minutes for me. So I signed up that day online. And then I went in and they were like, great, you have an appointment. But since it was the same day appointment, you're actually a walk-in. And I was like, okay. And so they had me fill out all the paperwork by hand that everyone else had done online. And then the guy just was like, come with me. And he started walking. And there was like an hour long line. And we're just walking past the whole line. And I was like, so what's happening? Because I'm a walk-in. And he was like, it means you get to skip the line.
Oh shit.
And it was a bit of a moral conundrum, only enough for me to say it was so that I can feel not guilty about it.
You realize at least.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, there's some elderly people in line that, you know, that are having to stand for the next hour or whatever.
You should have just swapped places with the elderly person who is closest to the front. Go to the closest to the front and she'd be like, I'm going to wait in a little bit of a line, but give my immediate appointment away to an old lady.
You're now a walk-in.
Yeah. You're a walk-in. I take your appointment.
And they're like, you can't just tell us how it works here. But also, it wasn't like anyone there was not going to get it.
Yeah.
So I was just making some people wait just slightly longer.
It sounds like you put on the charm and this guy was like, I got to give this guy a quick vaccine.
Big ups to Jeff at the Wellsville, New York empty Kmart.
If you're out there listening, Jeff, much love.
Maybe you walked me to the front because you're a Patreon supporter. But anyway, it was super busy. And like, you know, a lot of the articles you see are like 60% of Republicans aren't getting it. Like, articles are, to me, are very divisive.
Yeah.
It's like trying to piss you off or like makes you.
And it works. I get mad at articles.
Yeah, I do too. And it was my first moment seeing people there where it was like, you can tell sometimes looking around. When you're in Republican country, and it was like, oh, this is no, these people are Republicans and conservative, and they're getting it. And it felt like a nice unified, it was like a little emotional to be like, we're all scared of dying.
I think, though, right now. there definitely is a division between old people, like old Republicans, and younger ones.
That's probably true.
Because I think older Republicans are like, well, I've gotten I got vaccinated for all these weird diseases that when I was young, I've done this. I know these are safe. Mm-hmm. But then like younger Republicans are a little bit more poisoned where they're like, I don't trust this because they haven't had the same experience of like, oh, yeah, I like got a polio vaccine and it saved millions of lives. So I think there is for sure.
Also, the older ones are just more at risk.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're also just.
I had an experience with some young Republicans on my flight out here to lay over in Dallas, and I had two younger, like our age range Republicans. I didn't know they were. Actually, I could tell by seeing them. the real realization came when they were sitting next to me and were arguing with the stewardess or. Stewardess, right? From an airplane?
I think flight attendant is what they prefer these days.
A flight attendant. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. PC only. The flight attendant was doing the announcement, the new COVID announcements about wearing your mask, have it over your nose and all this shit. And they were arguing with it the whole time. They were debating with her of like, not if I'm eating.
Right.
And took the mask off and started eating a granola bar.
That's like an 8-year-old does. Yeah. Like, haha, you didn't say I couldn't have a cookie.
It's literally like, I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you.
Right. It's like, I'm not breaking the rule, but I am being a little shit.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
And their ultimate, like, their real rationale for it all, too, at the end was that I did this a lot where I kept turning down my music to listen to these assholes because I just was like, what's your point? You know, I want to hear your point. And like the strongest one they made, and this is a horrible one, was that like if you get COVID and it hurts you, you're weak. And like that's what and they said that also. They were like trying to get other people to hear them for a lot of the flight when they were arguing with like COVID restrictions.
Right.
But this was like, we know the real reason, bro. And like we're tough. So like we hadn't like it won't hurt us. And like that's their like bottom line.
Right.
I mean, I hope they die.
John.
John. But having this perspective, I'm just like, I hope the worst happens for you. Like, I'm sorry. I just do. Like,
all the worst. Yeah.
But like, for me, it's like, if like you're that casual about like how, like disregard for your standing in the society we live in, it's like, I don't think you deserve any of the perks and the main perk is living in it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's very harsh and I don't really believe that, but it is just like, it's.
And so do I.
John, I was hearing you say the other day, yes, I think they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Is that what you're saying?
I have said that a few times.
Yeah. But you were, I think it's like this. We talked about it a little bit, and you're probably experiencing this because you've been in Arkansas for the past year. But doing this movie was like an interesting way to leave my own bubble because it's like a Hollywood movie, so it's like pretty liberal.
But did they hire
even within
crew?
The liberal bubble, you hear a lot of different perspectives than what like just our friends think and believe and whatever that are like not always super informed, but they a lot of times they're at least not as cruel as those guys were. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like,
I think that's the thing. I'm just tired of the cruelty of people's opinions. Yeah. Like, it's okay. I'm almost like, I'm okay if you are like skeptical of the vaccine, as long as you're not saying like, like that vaccine's going to kill people. There's no way that I'll do that. But if you're like, it's scary to me to take a thing that's like untested, but I am going to do it. Like, I can tolerate that, but it is like the cruelty of just like, I don't fucking care about what other people say. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. It's like that. That's the thing that hurts me. Right? Yeah. It's like, I know I'm being an asshole. I know I should know better, and I'm choosing not to.
Yeah.
It's like so frustrating.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I tell you though, once those AstraZeneca started giving, or the Johnson & Johnson started giving blood clots, I was sweating a little bit. It's like, I don't know, maybe
did you get J&J?
No, but just because like,
yes,
that, you know, what if?
Well, I guess you're just not that.
Like, wait. did sort of
after
go like,
6 million doses, they're like,
right.
Hang on, it's almost like you cooked a cake and then you like looked into the thing of eggs and you realize like six of the little things were actually shit and people are eating the cake and you're like,
that's shit cake.
I thought you were going to say actually expired.
Well, I mean, you crack an egg.
Not looking.
There's a little turd in your egg.
There's just a turd that pops out of the egg. That is disgusting.
Hey, I want to talk to one of your chickens.
And all of your chefs. This is egregious. This is absolutely egregious.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, Dan, it's so good to be back in the same room with you. How do you feel being back on the best coast?
Really good. I was gone for 2 months. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you do this?
West Side.
Yeah. I was gone for 2 months, and I knew I was missing like my friends and my home and like just like the restaurants. But when I landed and was driving back to my place, I was like, oh, I miss LA. I really like Los Angeles.
Feels like home, right?
Yeah. It was like familiar and like the palm trees and just like the smell of rain here is different than the smell of rain in New York.
Yeah.
And so that was really nice. And I was so eager to see the buds.
I wasn't home when it happened. Yeah. When you opened your door and Stella was in there, how'd she react? I wasn't here when it happened. How did it go?
She was pretty happy. She was very sniffy, very waggy. She's got she's got a little injury now, so I think she wanted to jump on me but couldn't. So, or at least that's the story I'm telling myself.
Yeah. well, and that wasn't the only big Stella news this week. We had some pretty big Stella news.
Huge
I think
Stella
John
news,
could
John.
Tell us a little
huge
bit.
Huge Stella.
Oh yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, I tweeted that I might have rabies. It's an exaggeration. I don't have rabies, but yeah, Stella got attacked.
It's not an exaggeration because you might have rabies.
Well, so there is lottery odds that I have rabies.
Jay's out, doctors in. You've got
because
it.
Yes, Stella got into it with a raccoon a couple nights ago. And I swooped in and saved the day.
Mm-hmm. And it was a physical altercation.
It was a physical altercation. I've never felt more powerful and like strong. Like it was like, I told Dan this, it felt like if they say like, oh, if your kid is underneath a bus, you could lift a bus.
Right.
It really truly did feel like I've never moved faster and like been stronger my whole life. I did trip and fall in the middle of the rescue attempt.
So agility is not part of what kicks in.
It is not. And I did, all injuries are related to a big spill. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she just like went after a raccoon that was rooting around in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I swooped in and yanked her away from the raccoon. And looked it in its eyes, and it was terrifying.
Wow.
And then got her inside, and I fell down in the middle of it, scraped my wrist really bad on our grill, banged my head a little bit, but not concussion level.
Good.
And then spent the next 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the night Googling rabies because I didn't get bit by this raccoon. I didn't even get really close to the raccoon.
What was the temperament of the raccoon, if I may?
It was chill as hell. Given the circumstances, it was not a rabid raccoon. That's the thing that makes me most comfortable. My stepdad, I called my mom and my stepdad from the ER because I ended up going to the ER because I was just like, I need a doctor to look at me and make sure. Emergency room. And I was talking to my stepdad, and my stepdad has lived in the South his whole life. He lives like near the woods, and he says to me,
the American
John,
South.
I've seen rabid animals, and if an animal has rabies, you know it has rabies. Oh. And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Good. And then Dan, I texted Dan, obviously, to keep him looped in on everything, and he did a bunch of Googling, and I did a bunch of Googling. Raccoons can carry rabies, but Los Angeles, the only known species of animal in Los Angeles to regularly carry rabies is bats.
Our bull has rabies.
Yeah, the bull has rabies. And so
our bulls.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole story. I pulled Stella off of a animals? Raccoon.
We are. I would say we're rabies experts. At least I am now. As far at least Google wise, we do know that bats. In L.A., and you can find a table of all the rabies that you've seen in your area. there was a bat in Griffith Park in 2019 that had rabies.
Yeah, and they say, everything I said was like, if a bat is around you and you are at all, like, potentially, if you have open cuts or anything on you, they say you should get rabies treatment because... In LA in particular, bats are very much a rabies vector. So even if the bat is in your house, they're like, you should still probably get rabies treatment because the likelihood is it's not high, but if you get it, rabies kills you. It's the only disease that's like, it's like 99.999995%.
I haven't heard of many rabies in
there's
modern.
There's 25 cases in the last 25 years. I did
25 total cases.
25 total cases in the last 10 years. Sorry, 25 in 10 years. Okay. There was one last year.
Yeah.
And
this raccoon didn't have it.
Well, that's the thing. And this is a story I'm telling myself to keep me from losing my mind over the next 10 days to 8 years, which is the incubation period for rabies.
I
hope it's your wedding night.
Yeah. It is.
Honey.
The thing is,
I don't know. Something's feeling off.
Yeah. I don't know. For
it's
some
not
reason,
the wedding.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm scared of water. That's like, for some reason, I don't understand it. But no, the story I'm telling myself is, one, the raccoon would have to have rabies, which already in Los Angeles is like super unlikely.
Hasn't happened in years.
Hasn't happened since the 70s. And also, they aren't a species that carries rabies in California. The way they get rabies, if they have it, is by bat attack or like something.
Where's
like
the
that.
Locus of rabies in
East
America?
Coast, East the Coast, the American Southwest, Southeast, America.
Like raccoon specifically is Northeast or Eastern Coast, but it is moving west according to animal control.
Okay.
One
case per year.
And so you're pretty good at identifying raccoons. You're sure it was a raccoon, no questions about that.
You think it might have been a bat?
I mean, I just want to feel this out a little bit.
Okay, well, let's just ask him a couple questions. Yeah, okay. Did this animal look like it had A, and this is a multiple choice.
Okay. multiple choice.
Did it have four legs, A? B, wings. C,
huge ears.
Huge ears. Or D, like a tail like a fish.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It was pitch black outside.
Okay.
It's pitch black. No answer.
Okay. Yeah. We know what we need to know.
So we're leaving that one blank, which on the SATs means you don't lose points, but you don't gain any.
Definitely didn't get a point. I would have said A, four legs.
I mean,
if it was a raccoon, the answer would have been A.
Definitely had four legs. It was on the ground. Mm. It was either a raccoon or a bat that was walking in a way that it normally doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I just looked it up. It's a trick question. Raccoons only have two legs and they have two arms. So.
Okay, trick question. So you fail the trick question, which means your brain is slow for some reason.
A sign of rabies.
What
about the one guy listening that has rabies that's like, this is so rude?
Yeah.
This is so offensive.
Hey, I'll say this.
I'm so mad at this for some reason.
If there's a guy out there who has rabies, he's going to be dead in 5 days.
And to all you bats listening out there, you're all right.
Sorry for the fucking slander, you assholes.
Did you guys see Old Yeller as a kid?
Yes, and it made me cry my eyes out.
It's so sad, right? That's my big rabies. Yeah.
I knew the story of Old Yeller, but I don't think I ever saw it. And then for a school project, you know how sometimes, or at least we would just make short films for a class project? And one of them, for some reason, me and Will Weeks made a movie where his dog got rabies, so we put whipped cream on its mouth. And he shot the dog in the head, and then I squirted him with ketchup. That's awesome. What could the project have been? I have no idea.
I think it was just like a book report. Yeah. like, do your thing.
Hey, but it wasn't on Old Yeller. I remember it was, I think it was on a book called Bless Me Ultima.
It sounds a horror movie-ish, right?
Bless Me Ultima?
Well, both. your short film and Bless Me Ultima.
Yeah. Bless Me Ultima is not a horror. I don't remember what it is, but
it's about a Nissan, horror. Right?
A what?
A Nissan Ultima?
Yeah, our class was near a car dealership. And our team, we read Bless Me Ultima. We read, let's see, The Giving Sentra. Motorcycle Diaries. Now, Jacob, my guy, you're in town from Little Rock.
Yep.
The American South. You moved back home in March, April.
April, end of April.
During COVID.
Back home.
Second home in L.A.
Yeah, but not much. Back home now, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back more home than that is, big time.
L.A.
Little Rock. I did not live there very long. Just a few years of my childhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's where your parents are.
That's
now.
Where the mommies and the daddies that's of me are.
Exactly how anyone would have said that.
They're listening. They know it. They love it. They love to hear it.
What's the best meal so far in LA? What did you?
Oh, miss? I thought you were going to say there, and I was like, oh god, what's it's the best? Bad eat.
Hey, I know the Chipotle right down the street from your house is good as hell, bro.
John has been to the Chipotle, and my mom has bought him a case of Diet Coke before. Both were all destroyed in a positive sense. One thing I crave about LA is like got the burritos for me, like just so many good burritos, and I've had about 5 burritos, and honestly,
you ever had a burrito from the Chipotle down the street from your parents?
Yes, I have, but I get a burrito bowl there. I don't wrap them there, and I've been wrapping my burritos on this trip, and like every burrito has been just so good. A good friend of Rose and mine, and all of ours in the room actually, and all of you listening too.
To all, for sure.
Sasha Obama.
So Sasha took us to a truck, a friend of hers who is a chef.
Tacos 210,
if you're out there, right? Yeah, it was amazing.
Was this Farley?
This was Matt Reed.
Oh, Matt Reed.
Yeah, I bet he had
genius comedian and now chef to the stars.
Man, he
really knows. Yeah, he's like a private chef and he works for all kinds of different people.
He's the coolest.
He used to do like a catering thing, and he did the thing at like Dr. Dre's house one time.
Man.
And all this crazy shit. Worked for like the consulate of some nation or something.
I remember that, yeah.
And owners of sports teams.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I said the same thing as you when people were asking me in Buffalo, like, what's the best food in L.A.? What are you excited to eat? And my two answers were, it's not that L.A. has the best food. It's just you can get every type of food you want, and it'll be good. And also, like, the thing you can get here that most places don't have is good street food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I leave Southern California, I forget that like Mexican food elsewhere is like different.
Yeah.
Like, or I guess it's different here because there's just so much of it and it's like competing. So it has to be good. You know, other places you're like, oh, this tastes like a drawing of Mexican.
I think the thing you don't even realize though, too, though, is like food in general. And I wouldn't classify myself as a foodie, but food in general is like, it's very regional. Even like Mexican food in California is like California Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Whereas like if I go home to like North Carolina, like the burrito that I get at like a local place, it's not going to be, they're not making the same burrito as out here. Like it is like, I think every little place, like you can't get like a California burrito with like steak and French fries and shit in it in North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Which is like, a true shame because what a treat. I mean, it's a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's a cheeseburger in different
rolled
form.
Up, the California burrito from Burrito King in Echo Park is maybe my favorite food.
That's good.
I mean,
do you want to know how recently I was talking about that burrito?
Today?
3 hours ago.
Dude, it's the best food. It's the only food I'll eat that it will be a guaranteed trip to the bathroom immediately when I'm done.
It's greasy.
But it is worth it every time. I would take diarrhea every day for the rest of my life. Like, to eat food that tastes that.
Yeah, I would take the same life I'm living, but also get a burrito every once in a while.
Have a reason. I would love to do what I do already, but have a thing I can point to as the reason it's happening.
Right. Now, I just want to point out for the viewers at home, this is a great opportunity to zoom in on the video and put Dan on Wiki Feet. Dan's got his bare feet in the living room.
I think it's a great opportunity to get him on the web. Don't do it. Are they filthy?
They're not filthy, but there is a tuft of hair hanging out.
They're beautiful. Oh, there is a tuft of hair. That's my hair, too.
That's okay.
That's my wig.
That's your wig.
Oh, my childhood wig.
Wiggy Feet.
Well, I don't know. I feel, you know, we're just checking in. We don't really have a ton to say other than welcome home to Dan.
So cool.
Welcome home.
So excited for this new chapter. I really feel like for us locally, COVID has really changed in the last 3 weeks something.
Mm-hmm.
And that coinciding with like you getting home and all at the same time is so cool because we get to like hang out again. It's so cool to like be in your living room.
Yeah.
I am very happy to be here. I'm very happy to see you and I appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I never saw the movie, but I feel like Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins here.
Well, I know the title. Absolutely.
We were watching the Nets play the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. Saw one of the coolest basketball plays I've ever seen. Yeah. And I had what a moment I had of just like getting to appreciate a cool basketball play in the same room as my friends for the first time in 13 months, 15 months.
Because this season has been so fun, but it's all been like viewed and talked about separately.
Yeah.
We've watched games on Zoom together.
Yeah.
But the energy's a little different when you're in the room.
Yeah, because you don't even see it all at the same time when you're on Zoom. You know, everyone's on a different...
You got lag going on all over the place.
But yeah, big
Zoom lag's no fun, man.
But I've really survived this year a lot with like through sports excitement via like text love of like things that just happen. Like, there's been a closeness I've found through text that actually feels real and authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I've found like... there's only so much you can text people and be like, hey, how are you? Like, it's just like that can't be every conversation. So like
there has to be actual shared interest.
Yeah, exactly. Like sports help with that. Like I was talking to the fellas I play Fortnite with, and like our friend Renee was like, I feel like this has been like a really connective like part of the year for me, because you're like those guys we play with, I feel a lot closer to.
It's crazy, but
these connections that are more, we don't have improv anymore to be the connection.
Yeah.
So it's like we're finding these other things.
And it's like, I also feel like I've had more, like real conversations with my friends, like about like deeper shit that never would have come up with people. Like if we had the distraction of like our regular lives, like I feel like over the last year, I've had like more like serious conversations with people who I normally would just joke around with than I've had in the rest of my whole life. Yeah. Like it does feel like, because you can't like there's no springboard for like a bit.
Yeah.
Cause everybody's just like, oh, I'm fucking stressed and mentally and emotionally exhausted from the world. And I want to, I have to talk about it with people.
Right.
And that's like a completely different mode than I think we ever have really existed in when we're like all comedians who are like, I'm looking to like have fun with people and like joke around and like riff, but it's like the material doesn't exist anymore because we're all sort of just left in this like weird little vacuum. Of we all have the same experience.
Right.
There's nothing to riff about. You didn't do anything new.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's not even any fucking movies coming out.
Totally.
There isn't even any fucking movies coming out, man.
You see this crap in the theaters right now? I'm looking at this thing. No, I don't.
I mean, COVID made people sick, but it didn't take away your creativity. Let's go, Hollywood.
Come on.
Well, the riffs, the bits kind of become the serious conversation because it's just like, that is all I know how to like connect the dots on is like my own fucking pain and what I've been going through. So like, that's what I go to instead of like, oh, that's funny because it's like, oh, that's sad because like I can relate.
Funny. Well, and it's weird.
Changed.
We were just talking about this when we were walking to get Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Like there's like this interesting thing where like, I think this has been a time where like pretty much everybody hasn't been able to ignore the like weird frustration and like emotional sort of trauma of like what's been going on. It's like, it is like, that is a point that is on the surface for everybody that everybody wants to talk about because it's like, this has been such a crazy, weird, hard year that like, I don't know. I feel like it's a weird, not weird, but like an interesting way that we've all been able to like connect in like a new way.
Yeah.
Going through something so crazy that like we're all like, nah, we're going to be real with each other and like be like, it sucks.
Yeah.
So whereas we were distracted so much.
All of you and your friends at the same time.
Collectively. Like this, yeah. You know,
it's like such a collective.
Yeah. It's experience. Like now we're all depressed or we're like all lonely or we're all scared at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which like, gives kind of a safety net for those feelings because it shares them rather than like the isolation of any of those is like, ooh, it's avalanche worthy, you know?
Yeah, it's nice that everybody is being honest about their feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's having different anxieties and stuff that they keep to themselves because it's like their own private thing of this week. But it is nice that we're all like able to share in the thing that we're all fucking going through.
You know? It's almost like maybe all the disconnection can make us connect a little bit harder.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Just a thought. I don't know.
Has anybody said that before at all?
I've heard it on that. Makes us connect harder. Wow. I get worried because it's so comfortable to be like alone. And like the more you can get your food brought to you, like your groceries brought to you. That someone was telling me about like a Japanese restaurant where you can go in. These might exist in other places, but there's one in New York that you can go in and never interact with a person. You get your little cube, you push the buttons on the menu, they lift the thing up, they slide you your food. You never talk to a person. And part of me hates how exciting that is to me because it's like we'll all go there out of comfort because it's easier. But I don't know that it's beneficial in the long run for people because it's so isolating and so separating.
Yeah.
But I feel
like... every day, do you think?
Would I? I don't know, but it feels like a cog in the thing of like, I never thought I would be on a phone 9 hours.
Yeah, it's like a step. It's a step towards...
But now that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's a step towards a future that you're like, oh, I don't know if I love that future.
Yeah.
Like where it's like, oh, it's so cool that they have robots that can do these jobs. But then you like think like, is that really the future that we want? Even though it sounds great, you're like, huh, I don't know. Maybe that is... It's great.
There's like positive
theory
to it, but it's more like the overall thing that it's symptomatic of like we're all just becoming like lonely computers if we don't watch out.
That's what I'm worried about. Pretty soon we're all gonna fall in love with our computers.
I mean, I've been wearing my pants a little higher every day.
That's what I took away from that. A little higher.
Look better in front of your computer.
Yeah, man.
Could be a romantic opportunity.
He got the hottest computer voice around with those high pants. God.
Wow. I like what you are doing with your pants.
Oh, thank you, Computer Tron.
I mean, your screensaver wasn't too bad.
Hey, computer, thanks for the porn.
We did it together.
I don't know if you enjoyed that as much as I did, but woo.
Sorry I covered up the camera on my laptop when I did it that time. I was a little nervous.
Well, folks, what do you think? I think we're almost kind of done here.
I think we're done. I think we're fucking done.
We're done.
We're just checking in.
Yes.
We're happy to see our friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We're happy to talk to our friends out there in the world. Thanks for your support as always. Jacob Womack, do you have anything you want, where people can find you or anything you
want
to plug?
I want no one to find me.
Little Rock, Arkansas. 1483. Monica Street.
Bill Monica Street. Yeah, Cross Street is Whitewater.
Take a left it.
Right off of Saxophone Drive.
Little Rock rules. They did one thing, huh?
Also, real shout out to Little Rock. The Bill Clinton Museum does look like a trailer. It really does.
And what about Johnny Boy? John, what's happening?
All the same stuff. If people want to listen to or watch my Twitch show, Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific, How You Been with Brett DeMott. Also, a fun little opportunity, since me and Womack are on the same podcast, we made a movie a few years ago.
See that?
That is
find me there.
free. It's free to watch on my website. That's the easiest place to get to it, mm-hmm. I think. If you just go to johnmackey.com and go to feature, it's just on my website.
Hell yeah.
We you made a movie.
Whole movie.
You can watch a whole movie for free.
You guys did what Hollywood can't do right now. I made a good movie.
Yeah, we made a movie.
It's a great movie. It's it's like fun and personal, and like it's got a lot of great improvisers in it. And
yeah.
It follows Jacob going on a bunch of dates after having his heart broken, and John plays his brother, who's like documentarianing it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
a blast.
We worked on it for fucking 3 years.
And since Little Rock's on the subject, a little bit of it was filmed there.
Yeah, it was truly one of the funnest trips ever. Me and Womack went home and just like interviewed his real parents as if they were his character's parents.
Right. Cool.
And then we just like walked around Arkansas and like went downtown and like saw some people being crazy.
Use all the footage we got.
It's hilarious how much footage we shot in Arkansas, and then what ended up in the actual movie is like probably like 4 or 5. But no, there's like a decent amount of stuff with your parents.
But we did shoot with my cousin and a good friend of mine from there. And my cousin, I remember, just got wasted when we went out. And
yeah.
To me, that was I was like, you can't use this.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You guys were doing Nomad Land before Nomad Land.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the idea was ours.
well, the Oscar is yours, you were saying.
I mean, in spirit, I'm for sure going to steal it if I ever see it in real life. So
keep an eye out, Chloe.
Yeah.
John Mackey is coming for your soul.
I'm a bit of a thief.
Well, guys, and it's John Mackey on all your social media at It's John Mackey, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know the drill. You're following us. Thanks for your support. And thanks to Jacob and John for hopping in on a check-in.
Yeah,
beautiful. Love checking in.
Love it.
And everybody out there, check in as often you can too.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah. Check in with your buds. See if your friends have rabies. Take a look at their mouth.
Man, and
likely they don't.
Yeah,
and see if they know what a raccoon is.
Yeah,
it's not as easy as we make.
And I'll just say, keep an eye on my Twitter because you know there might be some announcements coming soon.
That's right. R.I.P. John Mackey.
Yeah, we'll see. If I truly think the funniest possible outcome for this, if I died of rabies. Mm-hmm. At the end of the COVID pandemic, it would truly just be the funniest.
It'd
outcome.
Be crazy,
and
man.
I promise to have a funny funeral.
That I texted, I literally texted Dan and Ryan both. I said, if I die of rabies, you guys have to be funny at my funeral.
Can I pitch you an idea for the funeral?
Please.
We get a huge pinata of a raccoon and we put you in it. And we have to beat up the raccoon that killed you. For your body to fall in the grave.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's over the grave.
Yeah.
There's just a grave with a pinata over it. Yeah.
You won't be able to fill any of the heads.
And it's going to be deep.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
You'll have died of rabies, and then we'll be hitting all your blood and saliva that's left in your body all over everything.
I'll have been embalmed at that point.
So we'll do stay tuned for the funeral of John Mackey. And
we'll cross our fingers.
Yeah.
Thanks again, guys, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Take a look at what I'm working with here. Bye.